want to tune into the Sabetha channel, our live broadcast here. Also, for tonight's action, it's a quarterfinal Class 3A matchup here in Substate. It's the Sabetha Blue Jays taking host here to the Nemaha Central Thunder. Of course, the Blue Jay Sabetha channel crew helping us out here. Logan Bitterman, Luke, and Jake. And also, we got Bobby back in studio. I'm your commentator here, Krennan Proppit, and we are just about 6 or 7 minutes away from action down here in Sabetha, Kansas. A Sabetha team that has been very electric so far this season, 14-8 overall, 7-3 in Big East play, head coached by Josh Wurtenberger in his third season, 46-22 in that tenure. Of course, his fourth year back in 2024, won the Big Seven title, the final league year under the Big Seven. Of course, the last two seasons, including this one, it's been the Big East. But you look here over the Nemaha Central side, a season that has been a slippery slope, mostly on the downhill roll. 8-15 overall, 4-6 in the Big East. Nemaha Central head coach by John Thomas in his 31st season, over 530 wins in his tenure and his 31 years there as the head coach. Last year was a 19-3 overall finish. And for Nemaha Central, you know, they started the season strong. It was a 5-1 start to begin this season, but they are 2-10 in their last 12 games. And not to say that I'm maybe a lucky horseshoe, but those two wins came when I was there broadcasting both of those games. That was against Fulton 61-56 and Riley County 65-56. And again, Nemaha Central, since that win over Riley County, 3-game losing streak for Sabetha. They have won their last two contests, and they're trying to continuously propel that momentum here into tonight's action against Nemaha Central. Of course, that last win for them was a win over Nemaha Central, taking the victory 55-47. The first time these two teams met earlier in the season, Sabetha won again 44-39. Logan Bitterman, you've seen these two teams play before. You saw the action on Monday night. You thinking there's maybe going to be different strategy shifts here in this matchup, or what are some expectations here for this game?
Well, you said it, seeing both of these teams play twice, obviously, especially now where a lot of teams, they only play once, with this league being as big as it is, with all the extra teams, it's kind of nice to kind of see, and you get to see different styles of play because, you know, you see them the first time, second time you might see something different. Now this is game number three. Well, for the boys teams, it's the second game in just a matter of 4 days that they're playing each other. So, like you said, they just played Monday night. The Sabetha boys, they won that one 55-47. And you kind of look at it, I mean, it was a big night for Caleb Schmelsley, the junior for Nemaha Central. He had 26 points. His team didn't come away with the win. And you look at a team like Sabetha, and you're like, well, they were led in scoring by Michael Lane. He only had 13. How the heck did Sabetha win it? They had extra guys contributing, whereas Nemaha Central was just a couple extra players who, you know, 8 points for Carter Hack was the next best guy, you know, the next best thing for Nemaha Central behind Schmelzley. So it's like, in a game like this, you know, if you're Nemaha Central, you got to get extra contributions from other players, role players. Jack Mackey, you got to get him involved. He only had 4 points on Monday night, you know, type of thing. For Sabetha, you just got to keep playing your game that you played all year. You won games different ways. In Marysville, very first game of the year, you beat them by 21. They hit 23. They hit 7 3-pointers on you. You didn't hit one. And then you have a game like against Hiawatha a week ago where you're up 20-0 and find a way to lose that game. So you just got to find a way offensively to keep things going, and then defensively, don't get in foul trouble early and just find a way to get steals and turnovers.
You look at Nemaha Central, they're scoring this season. Caleb Schmelzley, mentioned him kind of being the main star of the show, the supporting cast needing to step up here in tonight's game. Schmelzley, 331 points scored on this season. You look down the lineup, no one even has over 150. Where you look at Sabetha, they have three players who nearly have over 200 points scored this season. Cole Menold, Jack Frazee, and Michael Lang. Lang coming close from 23 points from the number 300. So, you know, for Sabetha, they play, they're a very gelled together team. They're a team that, you know, returned no starters from last year. It replaced 11 letter winners, but still found a way to find a lot of consistency, and that's what's really going to come this game is consistency. Real quick here, starting lineups for both teams, starting with the road team here in tonight's action. Nemaha Central, led by head coach John Thomas, his 31st season. Number 35, Caleb Schmelzley, the 6'3" junior returner from last year who averages 15 points a game, 4.5 rebounds a game, leads this team with 14 blocks, over 25 steals, and well over 50 assists. Carter Hike, the 5'10" senior, a 3-year varsity experience player who averages 6.5 points per game. Caleb Strothman, a 5'10" senior. Layton Thomas, a 5'11" senior, averages 7 points a game. And Jack Mackey, a 6'2" senior, 2 years varsity experience player, who's got 100 points this season, 98 rebounds. And for the Sabetha Blue Jays, they're head coached by Josh Wurtenberger in his third season. Cole Middle, the 5'9" senior guard who has 196 points scored this season, averaging nearly 10 points a game. Charlie Lukert, the 5'9" senior guard who's played all 22 games this season, averaging 6.1 points per game. Reed Mitchell, the 6'3" senior guard who's also played all 22 games played this season, averaging 5.5 points per game. Jack Frazee, the 6'2" junior forward, who actually missed Monday night in for his place, was Holden Edelman, the 6'3" junior forward. But Frazee's here tonight. He averages nearly 10 points per game, over 200 points scored this season. And Micah Lang, the 6'2" junior forward, who is second team lead with assists with 1.9, or excuse me, now he leads the team here with assists with 3.6 assists per game and 1.7 steals per game. He's got over 13 points a game scored this season, and he's close to 300 points scored on the year. So one more time through Sabetha, it's Cole Mendel, Charlie Lukert, Reed Mitchell, Jack Frazee, Michael Lang, and for Nemaha Central, Caleb Schmesley, Carter Hike, Caleb Stropman, Leighton Thomas, and Jack Mackey. Logan Bitterman bringing you back in here. What are going to be some big keys to this matchup for both sides to try to move on here in this quarterfinals, looking to take on in the semifinals the winner between Silver Lake and Maranatha?
Yeah, well, it starts with this game because, you know, during the season, you have extra games coming no matter what. After tonight, if you lose, your season's over. You got to find a way to get the victory to be able to move on no matter how you find that way to win. You just got to come out with the final score being in your favor to get to the next round. And you kind of look at that next matchup and you just talked about it, Crittenden. You're possibly facing Silver Lake second round. They're playing Maranatha tonight. But you look at this bracket, at least the one that Nemaha Central and Sabetha is in, I mean, it's loaded. You got Jeff West, Marysville, Perry. They're on the other side of this thing, and those are some really good teams too. So a game like this, though, to try to go to match up with Silver Lake, if that two wins that game tonight, for Nemaha Central, you got to slow the pace down. You got to get offensive rebounds. You got to get second chance baskets, opportunities, and you got to get Sabetha out of rhythm. You got to slow the game down for them because Sabetha, they love to go quick. I mean, Cole Mendel, Charlie Lucas, they can get up the floor in a hurry, and that's what they want to do is get fast break opportunities. And then Michael Lane, they just want to get him going early. You said it, 21 games, he missed one game. What game was that? The game where they were up 20-0 on Hiawatha and found a way to lose. If he's there, maybe Sabetha wins that game. We don't know, but so, and you said it, 22 games for Reed Mitchell, Charlie Lucas, hasn't missed, you know, just a lot of valuable game time for a team like Sabetha. So, and then, again, in this one, if you're Nemaha Central, you want to slow the game down, play it your way. If you're Sabetha, you want to try to kind of get going in a quick hurry and get your guards who are fast, you can get up and down the floor, get them open and get going.
Again, this is our matchup here, locked up, loaded up on I-2.1 KMZ. Also available here on the Sabetha channel, helping us out, Logan Bitterman, Luke, Jake, also Bombi back in studio. Printing Profit here with you. Again, it's the Sabetha Blue Jays, the number 7 seed here in this Class 3A Sabetha-held sub-state tournament. And Nemaha Central, they are the number 10 seed here. The winner will take on either Silver Lake or Maranatha. That'll be on next Tuesday, and the player will, or whoever wins this game, it'll be at the higher seed next Tuesday. Again, real quick, we're going to take a step aside for the playing our national anthem. After we come back, Sabetha, Nemaha Central, quarterfinals 3A matchup here in Substate.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Tonight, 2.1 KMZA, also here viewable on the Sabetha Channel, a Class 3A quarterfinals matchup here. Sabetha Blue Jays taking host here to the Nemaha Central Thunder. Sabetha here in the white tops, white bottoms with the dark blue numerals, and for the Nemaha Central Thunder, it's the purple tops and white numerals. Right now, Nemaha Central will go right to left down your dial, and Sabetha, they will go left to right down your dial. Again, Nemaha Central, their starters, Mesley, Hike, Stroffen, Thomas, Mackey, and for Sabetha, Mendel, Bukert, Mitchell, Frazee, and Lang. And Nemaha Central will begin here the first possession of this game, 32 minutes and four quarters of basketball action, all here, locked and loaded. Hike dribbling to the nail, he flips it out. Here's an early steal. Reed Mitchell down the floor and finishes with a nice, easy lay-in. Already, Nemaha Central turning the ball over early for a bucket, cashed in by Reed Mitchell. Nemaha Central down the early 2-0, not even 25 seconds here into the opening quarter. Nemaha Central working back with it around the three-point line. Leighton Thomas driving down the right lane, and he finishes for two. Responding with a layup, Leighton Thomas. 2-2, 7:19 to go here in the first quarter. Sabetha working left to right now. Mendel out to his left to Mitchell. Mitchell back to Mendel. Mendel averages 9.8 points scored this season. He's 4 points away from eclipsing 200. Lukert, it's in his hands on the right wing. Bounce fast inside Frazee to the baseline and knocked out of bounds. That'll be the first turnover for Sabetha. Both teams exchanging a turnover here in this opening quarter. Down the floor, Leighton Thomas, the 5'11 junior. Excuse me, senior, averages 7 points per game. Here left side, looks to Stroffen. Stroffen, kick out, Hike, Thomas, right wing, dribble in. To the seam, now put back around the three-point line. Stroffen, screen is set in the nail. Down low, look, and missing. Easy bucket for Caleb Schmosley. Rebounded by Mitchell down the floor. Meddled on the right wing, now down to the corner. Drive inside, Michael Lang. Lang looking for a kick out. He's got 277 points scored here this season coming into the night. Reset at the top of the three-point line. Now, bounce pass in the block, and that'll go out of bounds on a pass attempted to the baseline. Sabetha here, two turnovers in this first quarter. 2-2, 6:20 left to go here in the first quarter of action. Nemaha Central trying to take the lead here. With it, Stroffen in the nail, driving down the paint side, and a lay-in for two. Caleb Stroffen takes the lead here for the first time for Nemaha Central. After opening up with a steal from Sabetha and a deal, Nemaha's responded with four straight. Mendled, Mitchell on the right wing. Lay inside, Michael Lang driving inside the paint, spins off the right block and uses the window. Sabetha dies in a 4-all, 5:45 now left to go in this opening quarter. Stroffen on the left wing. He dribbles up to the right side. To the nail, pass out to Hike. To Thomas, screen set. Thomas dribbles in the nail, passes to his left. Mackey, Schmesley, who leads his team here with 15 points scored this season. And he is fouled on the baseline. They get the foul on Reed Mitchell for Sabetha. First team foul. And first personal here for Sabetha. Box set under the glass near side. Schmesley here on the toss in. Stroffen, he goes over the top of the arc to Hike. Hike looks to his left, soars it to Thomas. No shot clock down here at Sabetha. Drive inside, right hand looking for a finish. Schmesley couldn't get it, but Hike got the put back underneath. Nemaha back on top by two. 6-4, 5:10 left to go here in this first quarter. Lukert on the right wing, dribbling up to the top of the three-point line. Sets up left side. First three of the game, ripped by Middleton, missed. Out of the basket, rebounded by Thomas. Down the floor, Hike gets it, and he's got a finish on the fast break. down the floor, looking to respond. Biggest deficit here for Sabetha, down by four, but 4:45 to go here in this first quarter. Underneath the glass, Micah Lang, and a foul called on Nemaha Central. Going against Caleb Schmosley, his first personal and first team foul for Nemaha Central. Substitution for the Blue Jays, Holden Edelman coming in, as well as Kyson Wurtenberger. Edelman, the 6'3" junior forward, and Wurtenberger, the 6'4" sophomore forward. Two points coming in here. Going into Wurtenberger on the near corner. Now left to Lang, set up, Mendled on the right wing. He'll drive inside, bounce pass, looking to the left lane, and ball nearly getting turned over here inside the paint. It will be. Nemaha Central takes it away with Caleb Stroffman. Third turnover of the first quarter for Sabetha. Smesley dishes it to the left side of the baseline to Hayek. Now setting up far side, three-pointer by Thomas. Miss, rebounded by Hayek. Hayek working with it on the left block, and it's stolen, taken away by Cole Mendled. But a foul is called. Yum, near sideline, they'll flash it up. Number 3-5, that is Caleb Schmesley's second foul. Well, if you're Sabetha, you're liking putting Schmesley in some early foul trouble.
Yeah, and he's still in the game, so if you're Sabetha, you kind of maybe try to look to get to Michael Lane and let him go work.
Nemaha Central here in the man-to-man. Edelman here driving down under, kicks out to Lukert. Lukert on the right wing. Bounce that down to Edelman here. Spinning off the near block, kicked back out. Here's a three jammed in the wedge by Lukert and rebounded underneath by Jack Mackey. Mackey down the floor here. Now the hike on the baseline up to the top of the arc. Strothman, another foul called. This time here on Sabetha. That is the team's second. That'll come against Charlie Lukert. .338 left to go here in the first quarter. For Sabetha, Reed Mitchell comes back in. Carter Hayek, he steps out. And substitution for him is Mason Schulianz. Baseline set. Schulianz will throw it in for Nemaha Central. Finding Thomas in the near corner. Missed the three. And now taking away the board is Michael Lang, and a foul called at the very end. Both teams 0-for-2 outside the arc here in this first quarter. Still 8-4. Nemaha Central over Sabetha with 3:32 to go here in the first. Taking this one down the floor, Cole Mendled, 5'9", his senior guard, who's played 20 games this season, now 21 here tonight. Reed Mitchell on the high out, left wing. Wurtenberger, Mendled, veering out to his left, peeking that way. Now he's got Mitchell, Wurtenberger, three, skipped off the rim, pebble over water. And they're going to get a turnover as Michael Lang touched the out-of-bounds line. That's a fourth turnover for Sabetha. And their third missed three here in the game. Taking this one down the floor, right to left, Leighton Thomas, the 5'11 senior here for Nemaha Central. Right side of the perimeter, now to Schmosley. Schmosley's already picked up two fouls here in this first quarter. Now left side, Thomas. Thomas up top to Jack Mackey. Two-year varsity experience player now, Julian, driving inside the paint. He's got a little bit of a finesse up front. Nemaha Central has already scored with four different players here in this first quarter. They're up by six, 10-4 versus Sabetha in this 3A quarterfinals matchup, 2:40 to go. Here's a three missed by Mitchell. Ball launched out of bounds after a rebound attempt by Nemaha Central. Sabetha will keep. Sabetha now 0-4 outside the three-point line. Jack Frazee steps back in this matchup for Sabetha, replacing Holden Edelman, who had to start over Frazee on Monday earlier this week against Nemaha Central in a non-league non-postseason matchup. Wurtenberger gained the ball from inside. Now here's a floater by Mendled. Missed and rebounded by Schmesley. Down the floor, past the timeline, stepping to the right side. Behind the back now, a dribble. Schmesley trying to get to the rim. Missed and rebounded by Jaden Seitz, who's in the game here for Nemaha Central, but don't turn it over. 2:22 to go here in the first. 10-4, a six-point lead for Nemaha Central over Sabetha. Cole Mendled, pass half court here, right-hand dribble, fires it out to Wurtenberger on the left wing. Mitchell at the top now, right side to Mendled, the guard here peeking around his left shoulder, now finds Wurtenberger. Driving to the left elbow, kick out Mitchell, right foot stepped ahead, Mitchell goes down under, finding Frazee, and to the basket, he's fouled. First shot foul here of the game, that'll put Jack Frazee up to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul was on Jaden Seitz, his first personal, team's fourth for Nemaha Central. Brazy here, a 51% shooter at the line this season. His first one is off the front rim and out. Sabetha has a team this season shooting 58% here from the charity stripe. Trying to at least hit this second one, and it is drained down for Jack Frazee. Nemaha Central, that breaks up a 6-point stretch of scoring for the Thunder. It's now 10-5. NC's still up over Sabetha by 5, with 1:56 to go here in the opening quarter. Nemaha Central inbound from the Sabetha bench. Strophin, Thomas, back to Strophin. Pumps to his right, goes left to Leighton Thomas on the left wing, dribbling out, back out. Now to Strophin on a pass. Right side, Chillion Seitz. Right wing, nearly loses it. Seitz throws it to the Blue Jay logo. Half court to Mason Chillion. Between his legs, he'll work it. Left wing, drive inside, and then they're going to get a foul called on Nemaha Central. That is the first foul of the game on Carter Hike. That is the team's third foul here for Sabetha. See, Michael Lang, there you go. Wrong 22. Nemaha Central, they're in control of it. At the top of the arc now, right side wing, Smedley, pump fake to his right, now goes left to Thomas. Thomas, little hesitation, now to Strophin. Just working on the three-point line, trying to find an open avenue to the nail. Smedley, pump fakes, jump stops, left side, misses, and rebounded by Michael Lang. Lang taking this one down the floor for his second rebound of this contest. Now to Reed Mitchell. He'll throw up to number 3. Now go left to Wurtenberger. High out, left wing. Now back right to Menold. Working on the three-point line. 50 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Nemaha Central up by 5 over Sabetha. Reed Mitchell. Right wing, holding it. Now go over the top, left side. Menold still on the outside of the arc here. No penetration on this possession into the interior for Sabetha. Bounce back inside, right block. Michael Lang, kick out. Here's a 3 by Wurtenberger. Missed, but rebounded. A foul to follow. After that is Sabetha's 5th missed 3 here of this first. No team has managed to hit the 3 ball yet. That foul coming against Jaden Seitz, his 2nd of the game. Team's 5th for Nemaha Central. It's double bonus. That puts right back up Jack Frazee to the charity stripe. Here is first one. Penny down the pipe. Jack Frazee, 2 and 8 points scored this season, 67 rebounds, and which is nearly 10 points a game for the 6'2" junior forward. Trying to go 2 for 2 here at the free throw line. Last time went up, he went 1 of 2, and this second one floats its way downstream. Crazy now 3 of 4 at the charity stripe in the game. Sabetha now having scored 3 straight points off of Frazee at the free throw marker. 25 seconds. Now to go here in this opening quarter. NC still up by 3 over Sabetha. Chillion, Hike on the left corner. Up top, that's the Sabetha logo. Thomas, Schmesley, 13 seconds here on the clock in the first quarter. Chillion, high out, left wing, now Seitz. He'll set a screen after a pass to Thomas. 3 seconds to go. Bounce pass, far corner. Schmesley gets it taken away in front of him. A steal by Tyson Wurtenberger. And that'll conclude our first quarter. Nemaha Central 10, Sabetha 7. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
We start the second quarter here on the MAC Sports Radio Network. We're going to be here with you, Logan Bitterman and the Sabatha Channel. We start the second quarter, Nemaha Central 10, Sabatha 7. Sabatha, they led 18-13 by 5 on Monday after the first quarter of that matchup against NC. And here's a response to start this second quarter underneath Holden Edelman for 2. Sabatha, they have now scored 5 straight points after NC's 6 straight. 10-9, NC up by 1 with 7:35 to go here in the second quarter. Thomas at the top of the arc. He'll go left to Chuliant. Screen set by Hike. Chuliant now to Mackey. This is Mosley. Mosley sidesteps left side. Pass out to Hike. Hike looks back to his right. Soft pass. Back to Mosley. Left look to Hike. Just working on the three-point line. Nemaha Central averaging nearly 50 points a game this season. Mosley on the left wing. Here drives in the nail. Flips it out to the baseline. Far side. Mackey up top. Reset around the three-point line. Mosley right wing down under. Mackey using the window to clear for 2. Nemaha Central breaking up a 5-point scoring stretch for Sabatha. 6:50 to go here in the second quarter. 12-9. Nemaha Central over Sabatha. Baseline pass. Edelman underneath. Maybe looking for a reversal. Instead, he'll kick it out. The baseline, he finds Jayton Meyer. Now pass to the top of the arc, back to Mendel. Right side, Lukert on the high out. Screen is set. Lukert dribbles up to the top three-point line, just in front of the key. Now working far side, three-point line, and killed for the 3 from Cole Mendel. Sabatha went 0-5 in the first quarter outside the arc. Here they hit their first 3 of the game. It ties it at 12-all with 6:22 to go here in the first half. Foul called here on Sabatha. Second of the game on Charlie Lukert. First team foul this second quarter for either team. It's against Sabatha. Substitutions hitting the floor for Sabatha Blue Jays. Jack Frazee coming in. Kyson Wurtenberger as well. Nemaha Central just going to throw this one in. It's Hike. Left side on the glass. He goes right wing. Smudgley pump fake. Dribbles in on the right elbow. Kicked it out on a high pass to Hike, who loses the ball out of bounds from the baseline. And Nemaha Central, that is their third turnover of the game. 6:16 to go here in the first half. 12-all contest here in a Class 3A quarterfinals matchup. Winner to take on either Silver Lake or Maranatha. Next Tuesday, higher seed will host. On the baseline, ball getting lost out of bounds for Sabatha, but Nemaha Central was last to touch it. Sabatha to throw it in. Micah Lang calls for a baseline set. Lang on the left side of the basket from the base. Throws it into Wurtenberger on the near corner. Wurtenberger spins around, back to the defender. Now dribbles in. Bounce passes at the elbow, and now steal for Nemaha Central. Down the floor, Caleb Schmesley working off Sabatha's 5th turnover of the game. Now this drop in. Baseline, far side, driving into the near block. Mackey, ball punched out, and picking up for his steal is Jack Frazee. Both teams now 5 turnovers here on the contest. Sabatha, far corner. Wurtenberger dribbling around, now stuck on the pivot. Bounce pass right back to Wurtenberger, up a pass off, and he'll finish for 2 on a baseline drive. Wurtenberger's opportunity for the 3-point plays is out at the end. It's a second lead back again for Sabatha. Since they started the game with the steal and deal by Reed Mitchell, timeout is called. A full timeout. We're back in 65:30 to go in the first half, 14-12. Sabatha over Nemaha Central.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of Nemaha Central's first time out of the game. 5:30 to go here in the first half. 14-12, Sabetha over Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central had a 10-4 lead over Sabetha at one point. Now they trail here by now 3 as Wartenberger's free throw for the and one finds its way on a follow in. Sabetha up now by 3, 15-12 in Nemaha Central. 5:30 to go in this second quarter. Putting a little bit of man-to-man pressure here. Sabetha on Nemaha Central. They try to get it down the floor. Strophin on the far side wing. Drive in. Looking for a Euro and finish for two. Caleb Strophin showing away the fancy footwork to make it a one-point game. Down the floor. Metals. Mitchell. Right wing. Now to Micah Lang. Lang looking to his left at the right elbow. He finds it to Jaden Meyer. Meyer, 6-foot junior. He's played 21 games this season. Work back around the three-point line. On the far corner to Meyer. He'll go right up the wing to Mendels. Mendels dribbles down to the high out. Now to Mitchell. Mitchell, he dribbles to the right of the wing. One-on-one again. Schmedgley, he takes a sidestep inside looking for a finish. He's fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Foul coming against Mason Chulions. First foul for Chulions. Second foul of the quarter also for Nemaha Central. Looking to extend this game. Mitchell, the free throw line. His first one drained. Mitchell's first time here up at the free throw line in the game. He's a 47% shooter from the charity stripe. His second one follows through as well. Straight down the can. Sabetha now up by 3 again. 17-14 over Nemaha Central with 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. Hike. In the backcourt, you're still looking to get past the half-court line. Smesley dribbles past. Smesley looks to his left, fires that way. Now back to Smesley's hands on the right wing, nearly losing the ball. He turns around. He's going to throw up a three. It's off the heel and clearing the glass with the knees. Tyson Wartenberger with his first rebound of the game. Meyer on the right wing, drive inside, jumps up on a low block. He's going to be called on a charge. Jaden Meyer picking up his first personal foul of the game. Also a turnover for Sabetha. Team second. Both teams, two team fouls here in the second quarter. Reed Mitchell coming back here into this. Working right to left right now. Nemaha Central facing a man-to-man press here applied by Sabetha. Strothman here. Bounce passing. Back way to Hike. Hike to Schmesley. Down the floor. To Strothman, now in the corner, three-pointer by Chulions is drained. Mason Chulions, first three of the game for Nemaha Central. Now 1-4 outside the arc for the Thunder. It's a 17-0 game with less than 4 minutes to tick here in the first half. Ball knocked out of bounds. Sabetha here remains in control with it. Last touch by Nemaha Central. Bull Menold will throw it in. Left the baseline to the glass. Here, he's looking to his right. Now he'll go left, finding Wartenberger from the corner. He'll drive inside near the near elbow. Kick it to the opposite. Lang driving, flipping around. Now a three by Wartenberger. Missed and rebounded inside the paint is Layton Thomas. Down the floor, nearly loses it. He finds Hike, and Hike finishes the easy bunny. Carter, Hike with 6 points here. That is points per game average of 6.6 in this first half. Nemaha Central back on top by 2. Trying to respond underneath, and a foot rattled into a tin can from Michael Ling. 2 foot in front of the basket. It's 19-all, 3:13 to go in this second quarter. A dish down the baseline. Hike looking to finish, but a foul called on the floor on Sabetha. Foul coming against Jack Frazee, his first personal of the game. The Sabetha's third team foul. Also, right now, Silver Lake is up on Maranatha, 39-5 in the second quarter. I'm going to go ahead and say winner of this game is going to be taking on Sabetha next Tuesday, but here's a three on the near low wing by Layton Thomas. Back-to-back splashes now here for Thunder. They're now up by three over the Sabetha Blue Jays with less than 3 minutes to go in this first half. A three put up by Menold. Mitch looking for the rebound. He charges for it. What do you call him, a foul? .248 to go here in the second quarter. 23-19, Nemaha Central over Sabetha. Foul was against Cole Middles. His first personal of the game, team's fourth. Mesley will look to take his first break here on the bench. In a substitution here on the court side, it's Jordan Lewis, his first time here in the contest for Nemaha Central. He averages 2.3 points a game for the 5'8 junior guard. Now here, down the floor, taking it, Layton Thomas. Thomas out to his left. Back to Thomas, the top of the high arc. Right side, Chilion. Chilion, and a bullet. Reset, three-point line, down the left wing. Inside look, Chilion at the free-throw line, and missed on a jumper, rebounded by Reed Mitchell. Mitchell, pass half court, stopping at the right seam. Now down low, pass on the baseline, and found for two, and number two, Charlie Luker. Now only down by one, Sabetha Nemaha Central, 2:14 to go in the second quarter. NC with the lead in the ball. Stropping, dribbling, right side, trying to fight down the block, but he falls down. They're going to call a travel on Nemaha Central. Both teams now, six turnovers on the game. Nemaha Central averages 12.5 turnovers a game, while Sabetha's been averaging nearly 15 turnovers a game this season. Reed Mitchell taking this one down the floor. Passes to Cole Menold. No pressure applied here by Nemaha Central. No pressure at all here as Mitchell has it on the right wing. Coming up to the top of the arc. Left side, Wurtenberger sets up Menold. Three-pointer on an island. He misses in front of the rim. Underneath, though, offensive rebound and a putback from Michael Ling. Sabetha, one of eight outside the arc here in this first half. They're still trying that three ball. Thomas, arced around the three-point line. He'll take one from outside the perimeter, and here he dials in a big three. Layton Thomas, 5 foot from the top of the arc. Nemaha Central has now hit three straight threes, and they retake the lead over Sabetha now, 25-23, with 80 seconds to go here in the first half. Mitchell, Menold, Wurtenberger. Left wing, low side. He'll dribble into the baseline. Short corner. Kick out. Here's a three for Sabetha. Off the left rim. Missed by Mlang. A foul called. Foul's on Sabetha. They will get that one on Holden Edelman. His first of the game. And the team's fifth foul of the quarter. That will put Nemaha Central up at the free throw line to shoot two. At the free throw line, it's Carson Edelman for Nemaha Central as his first one finds its way through. Edelman trying to go 2 for 2 here at the free throw line as his second one stinks off the right side of the rim and it's rebounded by Frazee. Wurtenberger passing left side, Mitchell on the high out, 60 seconds down a drain here this first half. This has been a tight game here between Sabetha, Nemaha Central, two teams here. Nemaha County battling it out hard here. And here's a three ball from Menold, missed underneath the basket, making the rebound, fighting through, dropping, a foul is called on Sabetha. That's a 1 of 9 outside the three-point line in the first half. Second team foul, or second foul for Reed Mitchell. It's still a double bonus. Nemaha Central goes up to the line to shoot two. Caleb Stroppin, the 5'10 senior, his first one is a beaut, straight on through the netting. He's 36-54 this season, over 65% from the charity stripe. Stroppin already 5 points here in the first half and a rebound. He averages 5 points a game this year. over 110 points scored this season as well. His second free throw missed off the right side. And another foul is called as Julian, I believe, picked up the rebound. And that'll be the case. So that's another foul on Sabatha. That time now, Jaden Meyer picks it up. Julian, who not only picked up the rebound, has a chance to pick up 2 points here at the foul line. His first one. Ricketts on in like a bullet in a tin can. Mason Chulion's here. Now 6 points in the first half. Trying to go 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Hit second one. Weaves to the netting. 5 points in the second quarter alone. 28-23. NC up by 5 over Sabatha with 40 seconds to go in this first half. Josh Wartenberger trying to command full momentum on what the play is here. Most likely going to take the last shot of this half as there is no shot clock here. Dennis Sabatha, shot clock will not be introduced to 3A until next season. Right now it's only enforced from the classes 6 to 4A. Mendel dribbles right side, a foul call on Mason Chulion. That'll be his second personal here of the game and of the quarter as well. Team foul number 3, 15 seconds to go here in this second period. NC up by 5. Carter Hike, he will step in for Mason Chulion. Hike, who's got no fouls yet in this game, so potential save for what could be a third for Chulion. So that's with 12 seconds to go at half court. Mendel here, lunge, passes to Frazee. Back to Mendel, setting up Wartenberger for a 3! And it spirals down through the tunnel. And that'll end our first half. Tyson Wartenberger with 6 points here in the second quarter for Sabatha. He brings it to a 2-point game. Mihawk Central 28, Sabatha 26. We're back here in a couple minutes for halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec Grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by the MSC Stores Radio Network. Also here you can get live coverage here on the Sabatha Show with the Sabatha crew helping us out today. Logan Bitterman, Luke, and Jake. I'm Curtin Prophet. Bobby here back into helping us out with the board. Again, our matchup here is Sabatha Blue Jays taking on and hosting here the Nemaha Central Thunder. Sabatha, number 7 seed, and Nemaha Central, the number 10. Winner will take on in the semifinal matchup next Tuesday. Winner between Silver Lake and Maranatha. And, well, last time I checked on that game was, well, I think 39-5. So I think Silver Lake is they'll probably come away with that victory. So Winter will be going on the road to take on Silver Lake. But again, our halftime score right now, 28-26. Sabatha, they were outscored 10-7 in the first quarter, but they kind of bounced back in that second quarter at Emaw Central. They came up with 18 points in the second quarter, while Sabatha, they came up with a nice 19. Sabatha, they had a nice start to it. They got Holden Edelman to start that second quarter scoring. He also had two threes come up in that second quarter. Cole Mendels and Kyson Wurtenberger hitting a three, as Wurtenberger's got 6 points there on the half and also all in that second quarter. Let's look at some stats real quick here for both teams. Sabatha has 6 rebounds, 6 turnovers, 2 of 10 outside the arc, 6 of 7 at the free throw line, 4 steals, no timeouts taken here in this game. And for Emaw Central, 7 rebounds, 6 turnovers, 3 of 6 outside the arc, 3 of 6 at the free throw line, 2 steals, 1 timeout taken in the first half. Emaw Central has actually hit their last 3 straight threes, with 2 from Leighton Thomas and 1 also coming up from Mason Chilion. Emaw Central is led at the half by Leighton Thomas right now with 8 total points, his 2 threes in the second quarter. And for the Sabatha Blue Jays, it's a tie-up between Michael Lang with 6 and Kyson Wurtenberger with 6 as well, which, by the way, great name in Kyson. My brother's name is Kyson, so I'd like to give a shout-out there as well. But Logan Bitterman, you know, you saw this first half. You've seen these two teams. They've played twice this season. Sabatha won both those matchups. I think it was a true saying. It's hard to beat a team once. It's hard to beat a team twice. It's even harder to beat them a third straight time. What are some notes in the second half for Sabatha to get out on a good start?
Well, the biggest thing is, so far, you know, there at the very beginning, the outside shot wasn't falling. They could not find a bucket from outside. They finally get up to a couple three-pointers now, but you kind of look at it, you said it, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. Monday night, they went 18 of 23, so they did pretty well at the line. The biggest question mark, again, Monday night, kind of talked to you before this game, Crittenden, Jack Frazee wasn't there. He wasn't here for the Blue Jays on Monday. He's here tonight. It kind of helps you post-wise because it gives you an extra body inside going up against guys like Jack Mackey, and then obviously Calum Schmelzy with his height as well working inside. Again, Calum had 26 points on Monday night. He has none so far here tonight. So if you're Sabatha, you'll definitely take that. The problem is now all the other guys that Emaw Central needed Monday night are starting to contribute here tonight. So now you got to find ways to take them away. Calum's probably going to get going here in the second half. If you're Sabatha, your coach, Josh Wurtenberger, you're telling your players, hey, we got to stop the other guys. You still got to keep an eye on Calum. You don't want to let him get going. As far as Emaw Central, again, you've kind of done, you know, kind of what I was alluding to. You kind of slowed it down a little bit. You haven't really let Sabatha get out and get going in transition. You've kind of taken that away, and you've done pretty well at working the ball inside with Hike, and then obviously kicking it out with Leighton Thomas. Hitting a three, and then obviously Mason Chilion hitting one as well so far tonight. So if you're Emaw Central, you just got to keep doing that. You just got to keep this game slow, keep the pace. 29-23 was the halftime score. Beth was up 6 Monday. It's 28-26 right now, so pretty similar in that regard.
Yeah, again, you kind of mentioned a key point there for Emaw Central, Calum Schmesley. He averages 15 points a game, nearly 5 rebounds a game. He came in the night with 331 points scored, and he's got no points yet. I mean, Sabatha's holding them down, and you kind of said it right there. You know, when you see players like this, you know, they don't go a game without any points. They don't go a game without a shot attempt. I mean, they're going to finish the game with their average or if not better. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, they play at the top. They're one of the top players here in the Big East, and especially he's definitely going to look to try to get that control there in that second half. Probably in his side of things, he might start trying to dribble and drive, look to take the ball himself, and maybe open up some of those driving lanes. When we saw in that opening quarter, Emaw Central, they just took it into the interior. They just drove the ball down under.
Yeah, and, you know, you just said it. He might look to drive. According to what I had Monday, Crittenden, he only had 7 points in the first half. 19 of those points that he had out of the 26 was in the second half. We're getting ready to do the second half here. So, I mean, if you're Calum, you're sitting there saying, and you're Emaw Central, Coach Todd Thomas, you're saying, hey, Calum, you haven't scored yet, but we're winning. If you start going and the other guys continue what they're doing, we might pull the upset here. We might beat these guys. If you're Sabatha, again, you just got to find a way, one, to start slowing the other guys down, but don't really let Calum get going in the second half. If you're Sabatha, what do you need to do as far as the offensive side to get the points and start getting going on offense? You got to get the ball worked inside. You see it, obviously, with Calum Schmelzy. You have Seitz, Chilion, even Jack Mackey, the two biggest guys, Schmelzy and Mackey, both with 2 fouls in the first half. So if you can get work inside and maybe start getting them to pick up the fouls early, You know, you can kind of force them out of the game, and then maybe you can use the inside, the size to your advantage. But again, both teams have played pretty well in the first half. But again, in the second half, just keep doing what you've done in the first half, and either one of these two teams can come away with this win. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. 2.5 minutes aside, we're back for second half action. Sabetha 26, Nemaha Central 28, by 3A quarterfinals matchup.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Do you know what to do in a self-defense situation? Staying calm and a quick response are vital to protecting yourself and loved ones. Gain these valuable skills and more with Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts. Krav Maga teaches how to respond in numerous situations. Start your training today. Classes are Mondays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 p.m. First class is free. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383 for Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Coming out of halftime, we still got two more quarters, 16 minutes of basketball action here. Class 3A quarterfinals matchup. Sabetha 26, Nemaha Central leading by two with 28. Here they start with the ball on the offensive side, working left to right. Down your dial. Purple uniforms with the white numerals dropping left side of wing near inside the nail. He kicks it back out to his left. Thomas now with it. Thomas, Carter, Hike, Caleb Schmesley, Jack Mackey, and Layton Thomas all here on the starting lineup to start this second half. Also on the starting lineup, so the starters back here out on the floor, all for Nemaha Central. Mackey in the high out, left wing. Now to Schmesley at 0 points in the first half. Here, driving down the left elbow. Kick out, Hike. Thomas, 7:18 to go here in this third quarter. A long 45-second possession. No shot up here for Nemaha Central. Schmesley, low hip fire. Finding is Schroffman. Hike, back to Schroffman on the right wing. Now he'll dribble inside the nail. He'll throw up to the far wing. Thomas, Mackey, a minute possession to start this third period here for Nemaha Central. Still no shot having been taken. No shot clock here. And a foul is called on the baseline. And they get a foul called on Sabetha. That'll come on Micah Lang, his second of the game. Team's first here of the third quarter. Dropping, tries to throw this one in, and it's off the left heel of Jack Mackey. A turnover for Nemaha Central, their seventh of the game. 6:50 to go here in this third period. And Nemaha Central, they had a nearly 70-second possession to begin this second half.
Now will Sabetha respond here with their first. Working right to left now here down the dial. Also on the street if you're on the Sabetha channel. Here courtesy all the MSC Sports Radio Network. Mitchell, left side, Mental, pump fakes three. He goes right, bounce pass to Lukert on the right wing. Sidestep, looks to his left, back right, low fire, Mitchell. High out, right wing, now to Menold. Menold, he looks to his left, fires to the chest of Lukert. Driving down elbow, near low block, baseline pass to Thomas. Now to Menold, and nearly losing the ball, but picked up on the baseline, kicked out from Lang. Mitchell on the left wing, spinning around, looking to his right, picking up on a high grab. Menold down low, far side block, trying to go through. Jack Frazee. He is fouled. He'll go up and shoot too. And man, what a start of the second half. Both teams really owning a 70-second possession.
Yeah, that it kind of makes you wonder, maybe do we need the shot clock? Both teams just taking a full minute to go offensively and trying to find something to get going.
I mean, one quick second half if that's going to be the case. Jack Frazee here, his first free throw goes off to the right side. He has earned all of his points in tonight's game at the charity stripe. Right now he is 3 of 5. Jaden Sides coming in here for Nemaha Central, filling in on the far side low block. Looking to his box out at the free throw line for Nemaha Central. Coming out of the game was Jack Mackey. But Sabetha here with the second free throw up by Frazee and straight on through. He goes one to the free throw line. He is now 4 of 6 on the game at the charity stripe. It's back to a one-point contest with 5:50 to go in the third. 28-27, NC over Sabetha. High, right seam. Now leaning his head into Lang, driving, flipping out, left side, finding Thomas, and failing to hit the easy buck in front. Down the floor after the rebound by Jack Frazee. Mitchell on the far corner, skipped up the near side to Lukert. Lukert drills to his left, bounce passes under on the low block. And now near side reversal by Lukert, miss, and an offensive rebound picked up by Jack Frazee. A timeout is called by Sabetha's head coach. 5:14 left to go here in this third quarter. 30-second timeout, 28-27, NC over Sabetha.
February is American Heart Month, a time to show your heart some extra love. If you've recently experienced a heart event or surgery, the road to recovery doesn't have to be walked alone. The Sabetha Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab Program is here to help you regain your strength and confidence. This February, take your first step towards a stronger you and ask your medical provider about cardiac rehab at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
After Sabetha's first time in the game, both teams with four remaining. 5:14 to go in the third quarter. 28-27, Nemaha Central for Sabetha. Inbound play. Here, Lang going into Mitchell, missing the easy bunny underneath, but a rebound by Luker. Sabetha resets with the offensive board. Sabetha averages nearly 9 offensive rebounds a game and over 30 rebounds total a game. First half, they conclude with 6 rebounds. Michael Lang on the right elbow, missing it, as it is taken away by Carter Hike for the steal. Down the floor, Thomas is denied. And a foul underneath the basket as Carter Hike picks it back up. He'll go up to the line and shoot two. Carter Hike going up to the charity stripe. Foul is on Sabetha, second team foul of the quarter. Third foul of the game called on Charlie Luker for the 5'9" senior guard. And the first free throw here by Hike is straight on through the netting. Hike, 7 points on the game this season. He's 22 of 36 in the free throw line, over 60% from the charity stripe. Nemaha Central, the team, has hit over 200 free throws this season as his second free throw is off the back heel and rebounded by Reed Mitchell. So 1 of 2 at the line, Hike goes. Menold on the right wing, up top to Mitchell. High out, top arc. Upside look to Wartenberger. Wartenberger hit the last three of the game for Sabetha. Sabetha, they went 0-5 outside the arc in the first quarter. 2-5 in the second. Wartenberger on the left elbow. Bounce passing. Now a backside look to Lang and a foul called. Nicely run offensive set there by Sabetha. And that puts Michael Lang up to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is on Caleb Stroppin, his first personal, team second. Both teams with two fouls now in this third quarter as his free throw rolls inside the basket and out for Michael Lang. Lang, 54% at the charity stripe this season. He leads his team in scoring with 283 points scored this season. As his second free throw is missed as well, he goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Emoff Central taking it down the floor is Stroppin after clearing the board. Stroppin, three, gets it at the top of the arc. He'll drive out to the left side, to the wing, both side. Here's a fire in Thomas. Hike back to Stroppin with 4 minutes left to go in this third period. NC up by two. Sites underneath. He misses just too far underneath the basket. Gets jammed. Wernberger makes the rebound. Sabatha has it. Jack Frazee fouled. Nemoth Central sold. Jaden Seitz picking up his third personal of the game and team third. It has not been a high-scoring third quarter at all. Sabatha was down 3 points after the first quarter, 10-7. Both teams scored nearly 19 points in the second quarter, but it's been in the low affair here. Underneath the basket, Lang kicks out. Wernberger sets up for a three. He's now hit back-to-back. Tyson Wernberger, who's 40% outside the arc this season. No wonder. He's hit two big three balls in this game. And Sabatha is now taking the lead for the first time in this second half, up by one. Here's a floater from the right elbow, nailed by Leighton Thomas for two. He's now at 10 points on the game to lead Nemaha Central. That takes the lead back to the Thunder over the Blue Jays. Foul called near side wing. Hold on. Nemaha Central. 3:17 to go in the third quarter. NC 31, Sabatha 30. Foul on Mason Chalions. His third of the game. Team's fourth. Box set. Michael Lang looking to throw it in. He points to the right corner. Fill in that spot. Meddled. He gets it. Now to Frazee. Lang on the left elbow. Inside the paint now. Going underneath and finding Frazee for two. Nice patience to set up the offensive merry-go-round. And Sabatha is back up by one over Nemaha Central with 3 minutes to go in the third period. Sidesteps, Rothman, floater in front of the rim, missed, and rebounded by Jack Frazee. Frazee, who averages 3.2 rebounds a game, three here in the contest, two in the second quarter. But here's a three loaded up by Reed Mitchell. Reed Mitchell, a big-time three for Sabatha. Sabatha, they've hit three straight in a row after opening this game up. 0-for-5. Timeout taken by Nemaha Central. It's a 30 with 2:33 to go in the third quarter. Sabatha up by 4, 35-31 Nemaha Central. We're back in 30 seconds.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabatha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabatha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabatha.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes, 33 seconds left to go in the third quarter, 35-31. Sabatha over Nemaha Central. Sabatha, they've outscored Nemaha Central and now last two quarters, including this one so far, they outscored Nemaha Central 19-18 in the second quarter and currently 9-3 here in quarter number three. Sabatha has also hit their last three straight threes after opening up the game 0-for-5. They are 3-of-6. Four of seven out of their last seven. And here, underneath the basket, Smesley finally gets his first bucket up for Nemaha Central. He starts his campaign here tonight finally. Michael Lang on the left elbow. Bounce pass down under Frazee. Trying to use the window. It's good for two. Frazee, 5 points here in this second half in the third quarter. You mentioned in Bitterman that Frazee, he wasn't here on Monday, but he's making up some much-needed time here on this quarterfinals matchup.
Yeah, well, the last game he played was against Fulton, and he had 25 points in that game, and that was just basically 6 days ago. Not even quite a week ago, because, again, that was last Friday. So, you know, kind of making his presence felt tonight.
He was also fouled on the finish, so he has a three-point opportunity here. His free throw slices through Jack Frazee, having himself a game here tonight. Had 3 points in the first half. He's loaded up with six here in the second. Nine on the game. That was also against Caleb Strothman, his second personal, team's fifth. The double bonus here on out on Omaha Central for the next 2 minutes. Betha could take great advantage of that, indeed, as Betha still has two fouls to give in the third quarter.
Crazy just checked out at that free throw.
Especially at the top of the arc. Left side to Chulion. Back out to Thomas. High out, looking to his left. Fires to Chulion. Chulion's back to Thomas. Thomas, he's going to fire a deep three. It's going to sink off the front of the rim, but Thomas makes his own rebound, and he is denied. Michael Lang on a block down the floor. Wurtenberger, he side throws it out to his right. Michael Lang doesn't finish, but Wurtenberger does. Wow, what a merry-go-round of the play for Sabetha coming up for two.
Yeah, Kyson said, hey, I'm just going to give this one up to Micah. Micah might have got it tipped. Kyson said, oh, I'll just go ahead and get the points here.
40-33, Sabetha's biggest lead over Omaha Central with 68 seconds to go in the third quarter. How will NC respond? Right elbow, foul called on Sabetha. That foul coming on the Blue Jays' Charlie Luker. That's put him in the red zone as he has got four fouls in this game. He'll take a side of the bench. Jayton Meyer and Cole Middle coming in for Sabetha as Reed Mitchell and Charlie Luker will step out. Omaha Central. Here inbound play. Schmesley step on the near corner. Three. Miss. Rebounded by Hike. Hike inside the paint. They'll call him on a travel. Second turnover of the quarter for the Thunder. Omaha Central finally missing a three after hitting three straight. That was their first three attempted here this third quarter. Another timeout taken by the Thunder. The full 40-33. Sabetha over to Omaha Central. 56 seconds to go in this third quarter. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offer stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
56 seconds to go here, the third period. Sabetha has climbed their way up on top. It's 40-33. Sabetha over Omaha Central, who's 20-26 after the first half. Logan, what has Sabetha done here in this third period that has really swayed this momentum?
Oh, they've really got the outside shot going. Kyson Wurtenberger, he's just kind of started to heating up. And we talked about it, Caleb Smokley being a junior and kind of being the leader for the Omaha Central side. And we talked about for Sabetha, Michael Lane, again, he's only a junior, so he'll be back next year. But Kyson Wurtenberger, the sophomore, being 6'4", in the way he can play the guard, also go inside and kind of play that post position. I mean, if you're Sabetha, you get those two going, it's going to be a pretty good night no matter who you're playing.
56 seconds to go here, the third period, 40-33. Sabetha with their largest lead here over Omaha Central. Sabetha here with the ball, throwing it in right to left down your dial here. Jack Frazee into Cole Mendel, also here on the floor for Sabetha. Kyson Wurtenberger, Jayton Meyer on the far block. It's Holden Edelman. 47 seconds to go in the third period. Mendel to Frazee, back to Mendel. He catches it on the right side of the perimeter. He dribbles out to his left, finding Meyer. 38 seconds now to go. No shot clock here for Class 3A. Only 6 of 4A has the shot clock mandatory for this season. Mendel holding it on the high out, far side. Sabetha's team is averaging 54 points per game this season, only allowing 50 points a game this season. And a foul called. It'll be on Omaha Central, and that'll put Sabetha up to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is on Mason Chulion. Now he is in the danger zone. He goes to the bench with four fouls. Here at the free throw line, Cole Mendel checking in for Chulion. It'll be Jordan Lewis. First free throw up for Mendel. Straight on through the basket. Nicely weaved. Lewis will come in for Chulion here. Largest lead for Sabetha over Nemaha Central, up by 8 with 21 seconds to go in the third period. Here's the next free throw, up and nailed by Cole Menold. Hammering in both free throws. He's now at 5 points on the game. Complimenting his three from the second quarter. 20 seconds to go here in the third period. 42-33, Sabetha up by 9 over Nemaha Central. How will the Thunder respond? Lewis at the top of the arc. Dribbles out to his right. Nearly traveled. They didn't call it. Now, but Schmelzley cans the near side three. Nemaha Central hits their first three of the third quarter. A half-court shot missed by Sabetha. But we'll go into the fourth. 42-36, Sabetha up by 6 over Nemaha Central. We're back in 60 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
We begin the fourth quarter here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, 92.1 and the Sabetha Channel. 8 minutes to go in this contest, 42-36. Sabetha over Nemaha Central. They outscored the Thunder 16-8 in the third period. Here they start off with the ball to begin this fourth quarter. Far side wing. Here with it, Michael Lang turns it behind his back, drives inside, floats it in. Flying his way to the rim. Michael Lang now with 8 points on the game. An 8-point lead for Sabetha over Nemaha Central. Sabetha, they were cold in the first quarter, 0 for 5 outside the arc, but they have hit 4 threes in the last 2 quarters, 4 of 7 in the last 2 periods. Nemaha Central handling at the top. Lewis out left to Thomas. Thomas on the right wing. He'll drive in, baseline, tries to float it, but it's knocked out by Tyson Wartenberger. The half was 28-26, Nemaha over Sabetha. This is the third time these two teams have met this season. Winner will take on Silver Lake at Silver Lake next Tuesday, beginning at 6 o'clock, as Sabetha, or Silver Lake, taking on Maranatha. They're up by well over 40 points a minute to go, so best comeback of forever for anyone. I guarantee Silver Lake's going to come away with that victory. Nemaha Central here. Ball knocked out by Sabetha. Nemaha Central still controls it near sideline. Throwing it in especially. Fires out left. Out to Lewis. Lewis back to Thomas. Right wing. Now to Jack Mackey at the top of the arc. Mackey, who has only scored 2 points this game so far. And a foul called on the floor on Sabetha. Both teams have struggled with fouls here in this game. As the third personal for Reed Mitchell, he's at 3 fouls. Charlie Luker, he's at 4. Michael Lang, he's at 2. Myers at 2 for Sabetha. Nemaha Central throwing it in. Hayek to Schmezley, nearly losing the baseline. He'll turn to his left, finding inside Mackey, and is lost outside in the interior, but last touch by Sabetha. For Nemaha Central, he got 2 fouls on Schmezley, all from the first quarter. None on Hayek. You got 2 on Strothman, 3 on Seitz, and 4 on Chulion. Pike throwing it in, and it is tipped at the top of the elbow. Getting the steal is Mendel down the floor. Reversal misses. Ball's being bounced around. It's picked up by Sabetha. Now here's a 3. Mendel missing off the heel and rebounded by Jack Mackey. Almost a big opportunity for Cole Mendel for a steal and deal, but missed the easy bunny. Here's a pull-up left side of the elbow. And that is missed by Clayton Thomas. Rebounded by Michael Lang. And another timeout here, 30 seconds by Sabetha. 44-36, Sabetha over Nemo Central with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 44-36, Sabetha up by 8 over Nemaw Central. So far only one bucket in this fourth quarter. Michael Lang, he cashed it in to start. And no scoring since, though, but Nemaw Central still down by 8. Metal down the floor, bounce pass, near block, and using the window to clear for 2. Dyson Wartenberger, he's had a phenomenal game here with 13 points to lead Sabetha in scoring, the 6'4" sophomore. Mudgley driving, right lane, trying to finish off the board, and it is last touched out of bounds by Reed Mitchell. Now that's going to be controversial here from the Sabetha faithful near side. Nemaw Central, they keep 5:42 to go here in this game. 46-36. Sabetha, their largest lead by 10 here over Nemaw Central. High, throwing it in on the baseline over the top, Chaliant, who snags it. Chaliant's got 4 fouls in this game, but he's also got 7 points and a rebound. Along with a 3. Chaliant dribbles left side, Steve, kicks out. Now a dish to Schmesley, in the nail, left elbow, floater, 2 foot in front, and he's got it for 2. Schmesley, no points in the first half, 7 here in the second. First points also for Nemaw Central in this fourth quarter. They trails by 8 with 5:14 left to go in this fourth quarter. Middle looking for a reversal. Couldn't snag it. Mackey clearing the board. Nemaw Central down the floor with Layton Thomas. At the peak of the Sabetha logo. Now passing behind him to Chaliant. Top of the arc. Spinning at the right elbow. Turning around. Schmesley sets his feet. Fires a 3 inside the rim. Picks it back up after a missed 3. And now a floater from the short corner. That time Schmesley, but no hesitation, finds it. 4:42 now to go in the fourth quarter. 46-40. Sabetha over Nemaw Central. 4 straight points here for the Thunder. Nemaw Central with it. Sabetha with it. Far corner, Wartenberger. Losing with 13 points right now in this game. Look for a baseline. Floater to the rim. Missed. Rebounded by Nemaw Central. Taking it down the floor. Pleasley on the left wing. Trying to keep his junior season alive and help out his senior teammates here in this 3A quarterfinals matchup at Sabetha. The host here of this sub-state tournament, the winner of this game will take on Silver Lake next Tuesday, starting at 6 o'clock on the road. And a foul is called in the paint, putting Nemaw Central Smesley up to the free throw line to shoot 2. And it is the first foul of the game for Kyson Wartenberger. At the free throw line, Schmesley, he is 80 of 108 this season. 75% from the charity stripe. His first one rolls off the rim, left side. Jack Frazee comes back in here for the Blue Jays. Reed Mitchell, Tyson Wartenberger, Micah Lang, as well as Charlie Luker are here all out on the floor for this about the Blue Jays. And Schmesley rocks in his second free throw shot. 46-41, 5-point lead here for Sabetha over Nemaw Central, trying to extend it with a reversal, but missed by Mitchell. Rebound by Mackey. He's got 3 boards here in this fourth quarter. Came in with only 1 here in the fourth. And Smesley, foul called. They're going to get that on Nemaw Central, I believe, for an illegal screen.
I think they're going to get an offensive charge on the screen by Mackey. Coach John Thomas is not happy with Jack Mackey right now.
Mackey, they picked up his 4th personal of the game. 4th team foul, at least, here for Nemaw Central. Still 3 more to give. Down by 5 with 3:44 to go in the game. Sabetha with it. Lang skipping far corner side. here in front of the basket, finishing for two on a fadeaway right-hander. Charlie Luker with his second bucket cashed in the game. Schmezley down the floor. Left hand, left side dribble to Thomas. Inside the paint. Here's a nice finesse, but missed. Foul on the floor called on Sabatha. And checking the number on that, they called it on Reed Mitchell. So now two seniors for Sabatha have four fouls. Charlie Luker and Reed Mitchell. Team foul number three as well, the quarter for Sabatha. DeMoss Central inbound hike looking left. He'll go way over the top and stretching and finding it is Julian. Julian under his legs, dribbles left side of the nail, in the paint, left block, kicks out. Schmezley, big crowd here at Sabatha. Schmezley spins, fires, misses a layup underneath the basket. It's rebounded by Frazee. And a foul instantly to follow. 3 minutes, 4 seconds to go in this game. Foul is on Schmezley, his third of the game. First since the first quarter. Team's second foul as well. DeMoss Central now applies some full court pressure here on Sabatha. Sabatha works right to left down your dial. It's man-to-man, Menold with it on the right corner. Down the floor, trying to get past half court. He is fouled again by DeMoss Central. That is the 13th foul. First foul of the game by Leighton Thomas. Both teams, three team fouls, two timeouts remaining for DeMoss Central, three for Sabatha. 48-41, Sabatha over DeMoss Central, 3 minutes to tick here in this game.
Yeah, and Reed Mitchell just checked back in for Kaiser Wernberger with those four fouls. So Mitchell got to be careful.
Cole Menold with Sabatha, owning the ball, one-on-one against Schmezley. He'll go left side, now in the near corner. Michael Lang drives baseline, pushes it right to Lukert, now to Mitchell. Mitchell, sidesteps, hike, inside, dishes out to Lang, bounce pass underneath, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nemaha Central. These two teams played on Monday, where Sabatha won 55-47, an 8-point win over the Thunder. Sabatha, a quick inbound play, but they're...
I think they're going to get a double foul, and it's going to be Reed Mitchell, one of them. That's going to be his fifth.
That is unfortunate, but Schmezley, he picks up his fourth foul, though. That's huge. But as you mentioned, Reed Mitchell, one of the top players here for Sabatha, he is fouled out of this game. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter, 48-41, Sabatha over DeMoss Central. Base set, thrown him to the far corner. Lukert, now to Lang, drives in on the short corner, dribbles it out. 2:27 now to go in the game. Still a 7-point lead for Sabatha with the possession. Menold to the nail, 2 foot in front of the right elbow. Underneath, he finds him a block. Frazee for two. Frazee, who's got a nice second half here with 8 points. 11 on the game. Side step, back step for a three, missed by Schmezley. Clearing the board, Menold, Sabatha down the floor, laying on the left elbow, bounce pass, backdoor look, and a foul called. That'll send a Blue Jay up to the free throw line. That's Jack Frazee, the 6'2" junior.
Schmezley gets fouled out.
That is huge. Having the best player for Nemaha Central out of this contest. He will finish the game with only 10 points. That is a huge win for Sabatha with 2 minutes to go in this game. 50-41, the lead by 9 over the Thunder. Leighton Thomas here still. 2 shots at the free throw line, both teams. No more fouls to give. Double bonus here on out at free throw line. Frazee, first one, drained to the basket. 10-point game for Sabatha. Ties their largest lead here over Nemaha Central. Winner will go on and take on Silver Lake next Tuesday on the road starting at 6 o'clock in the semifinal. And Pierre is still crazy. He goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. He's now at 13 points on the game. 1:50 remaining in the fourth quarter. Largest lead for Sabatha, 11. Nemaha Central, hike, near corner, purely on. Nemaw Central get it done without their top player. Then Schmusley, Troppman, drives in, kicks out high, throws up the three. It's off the left of the rim and rebounded underneath by Mendel. He's got 2 boards in this
tired
fourth
of the
quarter.
Spot,
Mendel down the floor, Euro step inside, dishes it out on the block, missed opportunity, but making the rebound, Lukert. They get a jump ball actually called here. And possession arrow will go for Nemaw Central. 1 minute, 23 seconds left to go of this game. 52-41, Sabetha over Nemaw Central. Timeout called by Sabetha. We will take here, I believe, 30 seconds aside. No, we're going to take 60 seconds aside. 1:23 left to go in the fourth quarter. 52-41, Sabetha over Nemaw Central. 5-3-8, quarterfinals matchup.
We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the growth. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sidelines promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sidelines is a place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
We come out of Sabetha's timeout. Leighton Thomas finishes in for two. His first bucket here, the fourth quarter. Our timeout is taken, but we'll go ahead and keep things here with 69 seconds left to go here of this fourth quarter. It's 52-43. Sabetha, 9-point lead over Nemaw Central. Class 3A quarterfinals matchup. Winner will take on Silver Lake in a semifinal on next Tuesday. Logan Bitterman, how does Sabetha here close out this game?
Well, offensively, we've kind of seen it. You're up 8. And you're going quick with 5 minutes left in the game. Usually teams want to just kind of slow it down at that point, and you guys kind of want to try to run some clock and get good possession. They missed several baskets, and Nemaw Central came back the other way, and it looked like Caleb Schmelzy was going to start heating up. He fouls out. Bethel, on the other hand, Kyson Wernberger and Jack Frazee, they've gotten it going here in the second half.
68 seconds to go of this game. Down the floor, Lang to Wernberger. Wernberger's got 13 points in this contest, as well as Frazee. The lead to Bethel and a foul called on Nemaw Central. 63 seconds to go in the game. Wurtenberger will go up to the line to shoot two. Wurtenberger, who's 81% at the foul line here this season. Foul was also called on Carter Hike for Nemaw Central, his first of the game. First free throw for Wurtenberger is through the basket, nicely weaved. And Wurtenberger leads the team now. 14 points scored for the young 6'4" sophomore forward. Wurtenberger looking to go 2 for 2. His second one bounces off the right rim on the interior of it, but it's rebounded by his teammate, Micah Lang. Now, Sabetha hold on to it until they get fouled. And they do. Micah Lang, he'll go up to the line and shoot two now with 54 seconds to go in this game. 53-43. Sabetha over Nemaw Central by 10. Foul called on Leighton Thomas, his second personal. Again, double bonus. Both teams have no more fouls to give. His first free throw for a middle goes off the right side. Nemaw Central, one more timeout left to go. Sabetha with two more. They're at the free throw line, a low crowd. Shan sinking this next one in. Michael Lang, he goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Puts it to 11 points with 50 seconds to go. Over Nemaw Central, who's got the ball. Spin around, fadeaway shot, missed by Sropson. Here's Menold, and he's fouled. It is important for Sabetha to just continue to hit these free throws at the free throw line. They went 6 of 7 in the first half.
Yeah.
Miracle Middle up to the free throw line. Just went 1 of 2 And here is first one. This time is off the heel. So first time up, or his last time up, was two. He's hit three today from the foul line. Now nailed his second one. That one, pure silk. Mendel now 4-6 from the foul line. A 12-point lead, largest of the game here for Sabetha over Nemaw Central. The largest they have led in a fourth quarter here over Nemaw Central this season. Here, Thomas, foul called on Sabetha with 31 seconds to tilt. That'll send Leighton Thomas up to the foul line to shoot two. Down by 12 to Sabetha 55-43. First free throw is pure silk here for Leighton Thomas. One thing you gotta give credit to both these teams and programs is they sent a lot of players, a lot of seniors to collegiate level. Sabetha, they had four graduates go to the collegiate level last year too to go on and play basketball here as Leighton Thomas, he goes one of two at the free throw line. Here, now with it, Wartenberger taking it down the floor, right elbow, passed out, left side, Lang, now back right to Menold. And it looks like Sabetha will be able to end this game at half court. We'll see. Menold, now he goes left to Lang and 13 seconds to go. And Sabetha will move on to the semifinal matchup on Tuesday next week on the road to take on Silver Lake starting at 6 o'clock. 55-45, the biggest win this season for Sabetha over Nemaw Central. They go 3-0 this year against the Thunder. The big Nemaw County rivalry comes to a conclusion in the big 2026 here on the basketball side of things. We'll take a step aside here for a couple minutes. We'll be back for our post-game show and player of the game segment. Sabetha 55, Nemaw Central 45.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double L lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to our first segment here of our post-game show, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll have two segments here. We'll have our player of the game in the next one. But real quick, our post-game show here for tonight's matchup, tonight's 2.1 KMZ, as well as on the Sabetha channel. Sabetha comes away victorious over Nemaha Central in the Class 3A quarterfinals matchup here at home, 55-45. The biggest win of the season for Sabetha over Nemaha Central. And again, Sabetha, you looked at this game, they were down by 3 to start after that first quarter, 10-7. They outscored Nemaha Central in the second quarter, 19-18. They were down by 2 at the half, 28-26. They outscored Nemaha Central on a quick start in the third quarter, 16-8. And then they outscored Nemaha Central in the fourth, 13-9 to end the contest, 55-45. You look at the numbers here, Sabetha, 7 points from Mendel, 4 from Lukert. Mitchell was 7, Frazee 13, Langwin 9, and Kyson Wernberger, the young sophomore, he finished with 13 for Nemaha Central. Caleb Smedley did not score at all in the first half at all. All 10 points coming in the second half, and he fouled out in the fourth quarter with still plenty of time left to go for Nemaha Central to make the potential comeback. Carter Hike at 7, Stroppen 5, Thomas with 13, Mackey with 2, and Mason Chulions, he finished with 7 points. Both teams hit 4 threes on the game. Both teams roughed out a little over 5 rebounds. Sabetha came away with 5 steals in the game, but Nemaha Central with 3. Sabetha, they had a nice night at the free throw line, 14-24. Logan Bitterman, through your lens, how do you see this matchup shaping up for both teams?
Well, it was kind of the way we figured it was going to go at the beginning. Again, kind of a slow pace to start for Nemaha Central until they kind of get an offensive rhythm going. Sabetha tried to go quick early and kind of got that going. But you look at it, Sabetha couldn't hit anything outside to start the game. For pretty much almost the entire first half, they got a couple threes right before halftime, and then they got two more after the halftime break, but Sabetha just found a way to come into the second half, keep Caleb Schmelzley to just 10 points. Again, he still had 10 points in the second half. I think a lot of high school players would take that in one half of play, you know, before you found out. If you're Sabetha, you found a way to shut the other guys down. I mean, you know, you look at it, if I have it right here, Crendon, obviously your stats. Oh, yeah. Caleb Schmelzley, other than his 10 points he had in the entire second half, he had just 1 point from Hike, and then you had a total of 6 points from Layton Thomas, and that was it in the entire second half. So, I mean, they found a way to shut down Strothman. They found a way to shut down Mason Trillion and just kind of, you know, keep them out of the game in the second half and kind of told the rest of those guys, you're going to have to beat us because we're not going to beat ourselves. Sabetha, they had several different guys score in the second half. Sabetha side, they can win in different multitudes. They can win hitting the three-pointer. They can win without hitting the three-pointer. They can go quick. They can, you know, slow it down. That's one thing you want to see, especially down when you get down here into this sub-state, when it's win or go home. And, well, for Sabetha, it helps them win and get to move on to have to go to Silver Lake. Remember, Crendon, that matchup is now the semifinal matchup. It was the sub-state championship game between the two teams in their bracket last season, where Silver Lake won that game by 4 in Hiawatha.
Yeah, and Sabetha, they played Silver Lake earlier in this season. They lost in double overtime, 73-69, so it should be a good one. That matchup will be again at Silver Lake next Tuesday for the Class 3A sub-state semifinal matchup. The winner will come back here to Sabetha as they host the sub-state for that championship match. So how awesome would that be if Sabetha could make it back to the sub-state championship game, which last year they went, but they fell short in the sub-state championship games. Well, guess who? Silver Lake, 49-45. This time they'll match up in the semifinal round. Real quick, we're going to take 4 minutes aside here, give some love here to our sponsors. We'll come back for our Player of the Game segment. Again, Sabetha victorious over Nemaha Central, 55-45. We're back in a tight 4 minutes here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D.O.N. of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS. Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to our final time here on 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Career Network here also on the Sabetha Channel. Again, a final thank you here for helping us help us out here on the Sabetha crew, Logan Bitterman, Luke, and Jake, as well as Bobby back into you. Corinne Prophet also down here at Sabetha, Kansas against Sabetha. They came up victorious over Nemaha Central in this Class 3A quarterfinal matchup, 55-45. Sabetha will now go on the road as the number 7 seed, and will take on the number 2 seed, Silver Lake, at Silver Lake. starting at 6 o'clock on next Tuesday. It's by the Blue Jays in this matchup. They were led by Kyson Wartenberg with 14 points. He had 2 threes on the game, 2 rebounds, a block, and a steal. He is our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. And you kind of mentioned a little detail when we were kind of going through that class break, that last year Sabetha's first round was dominated by a young sophomore, Michael Lang, who helped them get on in the postseason. This time it's the sophomore, Kyson Wartenberger. And what do you got to say about this young athlete who had a phenomenal game here tonight?
I mean, he's just a really good basketball player, Kyson is. Didn't really play a lot at the beginning of the season. Went to Burlington, played a little bit down there. And ever since, you know, that Burlington, that kind of that break, he's been, you know, getting a lot more playing time in the second half of the season, and he has done really, really well. So, you know, you got to give it up for somebody like Kyson. And again, like you just said it, Quinn, when I was telling you, Michael Lane was a sophomore last year. Him and Mitchell Kramer against St. Mary's kind of just beat them, and now Kyson does it again this season for Sabetha. Back-to-back years, again, a sophomore just kind of helping the team.